All right, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okie dokie.
I just wanted to circle back here. I know things were pretty busy there last week. I just wanted to see if you had some time there to get working on the application, or if you guys had any questions there.
I didn't get there last week at all. I should be catching up here today, and then hopefully I can get to it.
I gotcha. How's everything been going over there?
Very busy.
Good kind of busy or the bad kind of busy? Okay.
Yeah, all busy in a good way. Yeah. We got a lot going on with all kinds of projects all over the place happening. So.
I gotcha.
With keeping it popping here.
Yeah, with the equipment and capital here we're looking for, is this for some future projects that were coming up, or is this for some of the existing ones?
It's future ones that are coming into being here, I think, but it's all if what we have on hand is done right now, we're sold out through the next summer. So
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. So we're juggling a lot of balls to see how we make it all work, you know. So
yeah, I was about to say that's quite the planning process there, if you're able to do it that far out in advance.
Yeah, well, and part of the whole deal here is too, we're also looking exceedingly like we're going to move in the beginning of the year. It's a madhouse here.
Yeah, bigger location or just what's
location,
the?
Bigger location. Yeah, we're doubling our space.
Oh wow!
We're just in the final negotiations on the building, and so if that happens, otherwise we got to do some serious consolidation here, and of course that affects all the other plans, right? So
yeah,
more space, it allows expansion. With less space, we got to figure out how to do more in less space, which is an interesting proposition all on its own.
Yeah, are you guys almost at like max?
We're pretty
like production.
We're running. We run typically all of our equipment. We're running at 86% or something like that.
Oh wow!
Capacity, which you know we don't expect to ever get more than 90%. To max out the, because you know there's downtime. It just you know, maintenance and one thing another. You have to have that. So we're pretty much getting everything we can out of the plant right at the moment.
I see.
And so that's the reason for adding equipment, of course, is to add capacity and keep expanding.
I see. So with the new projects that potentially are lined up, it's going to be more output than usual.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. It's another. If it all happens, it's $200,000 more in business. So.
Oh wow! Well, I mean, if it makes sense for the business, then definitely long term that would be the right move. How far away is the location from where you guys are at right now?
Oh, it's only about 15 minutes.
Okay, so the move wouldn't be all too
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, no, it's just moving the equipment is it's a seriously huge operation, because we had 30 molding machines to move and machine shop and 20,000 square feet of warehouse. So it's a lot.
Yeah, plus whatever you end up adding to the new location as well.
We can't afford to lose any production because we're at capacity, so we don't have, you know, so it all adds into the logistics of moving our.
Yeah, is that something you're going to have to like slowly draw out then, because you don't want to have to lose all your equipment?
We'll probably, the actual, when we start moving equipment, it'll probably take us a month to 6 weeks to get everything moved.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to do it as quickly as possible, because we'll have split staff working in both locations, and it just really complicates the hell out of everything to have, because we got to keep, you know, we got to move a machine and get it up and running. We don't have time to let them sit. So, and we have to coordinate, you know, some stuff we'll have to shut down. So we got to coordinate stuff with our customers and, you know, shutdowns and stuff. So it's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, that sounds like a process. That's for sure.
It's a good problem to have, as opposed to the.
Of course, of course.
Trying to figure out where the hell get another job, you know.
Yeah, that is very true. And as long as you guys kind of have it planned out, and you got, and if you have the financing set up in place too, that'll just make the whole process that much easier.
all grinding through the miscellaneous steps and the, gee, I didn't know we needed that $30,000 or that whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to run into some things there.
Yeah, it's all kind of, you know, it's a, we got most of the bases covered, but there's always something in there, you know, so.
Okay.
Anyway, we're grinding along, so hopefully I'll get stuff together and get it over to you later on this week.
Yeah, definitely get it over. If you can get it over to me this week, that'd be good, just to get the ball rolling there. If you do have any questions, definitely reach out. Otherwise, I'll maybe touch base here at the end of the week and just see where things are at.
Sounds good.
All right, Andy, we'll be in touch.
Okay, yep. Bye.
Bye.